think I'm gonna be signing it.
This is the after queen.
Alright. Now listen to your
part. It'll be alright.
Now ladies and gentlemen, the theme that I want to speak about because it's here on the concept of the Chachamim trying to find a cause for the fall. And I'd like to introduce it with the Gemara.
You should take your kitchen and after the davening is over also, and then I'll take both on the positive kitchen. הצדיק להיות ולשמחו, יש וישורים את פניך, ומצא את השמנך, ואין לפניך לשם הויתים, הצדיק להיות ולשמחו, שגיר פזוריה, ויצא את השמנך, ומאל אפטרוורד, יש וישורים את פניך, ולשמחו, 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 and then he said more. After the time, he said an hour's worth of tilluk. Okay, he said, done. The Rabbi Yosef Engel on this Gemara quotes from Sefer of Paradise where Rashi, this is by Talmidim of Rashi, it's not just by Rashi, but Talmidim of Rashi writes, what do they do with the Shoah? What do they do? What is the story? And he said they learned a lot. But that's what it means, the Shach and Sachar HaTzilah was not necessarily Tachnu and Asher Bolshir and Alein and Shishayon and Tishmachteris and Ein Tzalakein. It was rather learning, so what's the Kashir with Teirotam and Mishamer? It didn't want to mean that they said Tzilah, it was Davin Rahn out of the day. Doesn't mean that they just spent an hour in Shul after they finished Minim. Daniel on the Hoch, it's like a Braisa that says both parts of what Rabbi Shulman Levy said. Rabbi Shulman Levy quoted the two Tzilkin. The pasuk that you should physically pay yourself before the davening, the pasuk that says after the davening, the both of them appear in the brace. On the salt of Yashi Shabbos, friends, the love of Shabbos, the love of Shabbos, the love of Yemayin, what's the market and feeling? She never has to hear from herself. After all, the Yemayin, how do you know she stay on after the Shmanetra and continue to say Sheva? The Steve, after this, you know, the Shabbos, Yashi Shabbos, the love of Shabbos. Basically, how's the comment? The bottom person says the same comment as the Gemara in the first parish, which is that the Hashem was saying the Hilo was other three times a day. So we don't say Hilo does, we say we start off with Hashem, and we end up after the Hilo was other and go about the Alibi. So if you have a Hilo Hashem, 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 and in the beginning, before Hilo was other, we had on the 6th of Mashi Yeshu and Sefer Yalama. Yalama, and another part is Asher Yom Shikafalot. So why did we add on the moment first that says, well, I'm just feeling this, the evil is always before you, I'm in a sudden or something, whatever. Why did we add on? The case was saying, the last time you found home, we had a Sikha, Sikha, Lani, that part, the Prince, you know, the Dabi. That's why the Minig developed over the years, you don't really find it anymore, but the Minig developed, and we add on Asher Yeshu Yisrael before Tehillah Lezah, because what's the whole purpose? What's the whole purpose? I'm saying all the stupid is Gemara, that that's the Kiyum of Shoyim Shahakash, Shoyim HaTehillah. And since the Gemara says that you should say stupid is Gemara, the Ikra of stupid is Gemara is, that's how it usually is. The Ikra of stupid is Gemara is that Gemara in the first parakeet is Tehillah Lezah, but Asher is becoming late. It's just a Rosh Hashanah Asher Yishtaba, if you have no time. That's the Ikra, so we want to introduce the Asher. But this pasuk that Asher Yeshua says, so why do you say the second pasuk? It says the doctor doesn't know why, and you think that that's a mistake. Lakuke mehalo di ame Asher Tuva. This is against those who have the meaning. Against our meaning that we say more. Yeah, we say the second pasuk has twice. Asher Yom Shkavala, Asher Yom Shashem Rekav. Why should you recite that Asher? The first Mishnah and the first Asher, do you understand? But I've heard him say that even though Tesis doesn't like it, the fox says, and that's what he comes from. Even though Tesis thinks it doesn't make any sense, that's a meaning that we say in another pasuk of Asher. Why do they add on the last pasuk? Why not in the Baruch Hu? That's not in that Kapitul Tilum. That Eric and Tilum is over with Tilas Hashem Yidaritik. That's my Aleph Kitzot. That's what the Torah quotes from the Goyim, I think. The Torah quotes from the Goyim. The Torah quotes from the Goyim. So there's a meaning to the other Aleph Kitzot. So you want to make it look like a Hemshah. All the others begin Haruhu and then go Haruhu. He wants to look like Asher Yidesh. So then they in the Shein and ask Akashah. Very nice Akashah. On the Tour, the Jews, I think, told Akashah. So why do you say, by Nachman, the Baruch Kor, by Yusuf? After the Shemon Esrei, he is, because it's in the other thing that we need to do, Haruhu. They say it's a high book.
You said it
for the first Ashrei, in order to say it to you. So let's say Taker, Let's say, doctor, somebody comes into the Indian Lake for this, and let's say they're going to stay very quickly. They're going to stay actually very quickly. And he's just not going to have time to say the ashes. He said, what should he vote? Should the ACB say, Asher, get to him? So they say, so enough, then it's not proper. So you're not allowed to say Asher in the same Chayvo. They ask him, all on Yom Kippur. I don't say Yom Kippur once a year. I think I'll vote. Yeah, if he says the Torah is a capital sin, then he's going to say, what is the Yom Kippur? If you say Asher in conjunction with Kippur, you have to say, I'll pick up all you're not allowed. I don't understand what it is. Only on Yom Kippur because the Kippur is the day of whatever festival, whatever. There's nothing wrong with saying Asher yet. But I'll tell you all year long, you're forbidden to say Asher in the Shem Chayvet, and the person comes in late. They shouldn't just say, all right, I'll dash for an answer with the people and I'll say, Asher later. No, I'll say, Asher later. I'll have to say, just the third Katipul Tilim.
Now, the third question. Asher is the
I don't know. If you say it somehow, you have to mean it. I don't know. Say it, not to say Asher, you have to mean it. I never look further back to say, they tell you where they explain what the reason of Pikabola. I don't know. They say there's some kind of reason of Pikabola that you forbidden to say Asher Shem Chai Vest and Inche. That I'm here because it's a special day.
Yeah, that's
my three times a day Ashrei. I want to say Ashrei the Shem Chayva three times a day. But my third time during the day, the Shem Chayva, not some the Nidalee, the Shem Chayva, I do have to do that. Because I really don't mean to give it anything to the Ashrei. Yitro had been to see the Shvachman Yeritu with the Gimel Rishonim before he started saying Atachayim and Lodim Da. And then the Minig developed and he said, well, see the Shvachman, he said, Sukkot is here, so by Yitro, he said, and importantly, he said, so let that person come to life. So he should not make this Cheshbon. Look, what's the problem? I'll take my time, I'll take my Nesrei, I'll take Tafma, I'll say Aleinu, and afterwards, I'll say Ashri. So that's Cheshbon, it says the Shvachman, for some reason, I'll keep so the person has to stay quick for the Ashri, so he really takes the time, he can chisel off the three circuits, he can start from Tila to it, he can end it Tila Tashem and Dara Tila, because the first two Ashris are just added on, the first two circuits before Tila to it, and the next one, I'll have to start off Tila, so just added on. First time you think
yeah. So we're 4 dogs.
Also, if someone comes late, we have to say, let's say, there's Barashon Asher Yisrael, so it's really, really late, you can leave out the three Tzuchim of Asher Yisrael. You can do that sometimes enough. If you leave out the first of the Tzuchim of the Tzuchim of the Tzuchim, and end up, you have Asher Yisrael, finish it, the whole Tzuchim of the Tzuchim. You have the first two Asheris and the last part is Malach and the Barach Kol, and just add it up.
And coming in, it makes you decide to raise all this pressure.
Then, not to say yes, but... Yes, 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 sure they'll all be still in the middle of some of that. I'm not going to finish before that. I'm on the job. But still, it's not proper. They're eager up to look at the people. That everybody, you have 10 people saying one part or another of the drop of vote.
Nothing that you covered in there already.
Anyway.
Okay,
if you talk about quickly, you know, how quickly you're going. Okay. This is not only so regarding chakras. It says this was so each one of the two.
Yeah.
The solemn shakas, the chesed shakas, by chakras, minta, and myra. So the bride continues to say, chinyakas, then patient shores by yom etzilo. If they spend 9 hours davening, not that the hour after the davening was learning the repose. No, it's really davening. When do they do their learning? When do they work? When do they earn a chamas? The erlam, the kosher, the tzidim heim. The rosh mishtameret and malachim is brach. That is brach on the Hashem life. Some portion points out. Yeah. The Brisa doesn't ask. Why? So one of the Mepharshim on the Yankees points out they couldn't be Hasidim Harishon unless they had already learned before, because Lo Amar is Chassid. Obviously they had already learned. So the only question the Brisa asked, but they're going to forget. They learned a lot in their youth, whatever. They learned a lot until they reached the Madrega of Chassidim, but they're going to forget. So that's the question, not the Rosen Heich Nakis, but the Rosen Heich Mishtam Eretz, they're going to forget it. The Rosen Heich Nakis, how are you going to make a turn up? That was the answer, that the very today, the Joshua Hasidim and the Rosen Mishtam Eretz, they won't forget the Torah, and they'll make a parnasa with the last part. That's for sure. That's such a routine. Then the Mishnah concludes that one is not permitted to be mafsik at all in the middle of Nishma. That's the middle of Kriya Shema we learned in the previous prokim, to divide the bomb, that there's a heter hafsok, and sometimes it's in a prokim, sometimes it's in a yira. In the middle of Shema Nesu, there's no heter hafsok at all. The Gemara just had a machlokes earlier, in the second parak, is one permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Shema Nesu? It's difficult to achas to say, how many heshmei rabba? There's one opinion that yes, and the Gemara says no. Not only in the middle of, even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not permitted to be mum. That was the most fun. But it's not permitted. So the Mishnah gave...
You're in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei.
That we learned also before, right? Rashi and Tosef quoted from the Bala Lachas Gedolah, that if I'm in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei and the Valkyrie is laying, or well, let's say someone gets an Aliyah and says, Baruch Ata Hashem on Baruch, everybody feels like Baruch Hashem Baruch Yom on Baruch. So I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I'm not even allowed to answer how many Eishen Rab, I'm not going to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Yom on Baruch, I can't answer anything. So you just pay attention to the when they say Baruch Hashem Baruch Yom on Baruch, I should be open with Shemaya coming in, I should pay attention to the Kriya Sattara. Pay attention to the Tazlin. That's the page of time to get Rashi and Marashah, basically. If you say that you're open with Shemaya coming in, that means that you have fulfilled the mitzvah, Kriya Sattara, mitzvah of the Kiddushi with Shemaya coming in the middle of Yishma and Esrei, so shouldn't that itself constitute it? But that's the din is like that. And Shulchan and Tazkin like their faces. The Rambam is Mashmah that he goes and opens that for us. The Rambam writes that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei you don't quote for anything, to pay attention to anything. At the bottom of the Rambam, by verse 9, he always quotes the sheet of the Baal Yom Tov. He quotes the Baal Yom Tov, not so. He's got a verse, right in verse, he quotes the Baal Yom Tov, you should pay attention to the Kriya Sattara, to the Kaddish, to the Kedushin Tov. The Rambam says the Sattara says you don't quote for anything. Why don't you have to say Shmoneh Kohena? Why doesn't the Rambam agree to say, here's a din of Shmoneh Kohena? That's your observation, you must imagine. Your observation is thought that you don't say Shemei Kainah by his overshot people. Shemei Kainah is Bakiri, Banatolah, other things. Yechidus, yes, but if it's his overshot people, you need a minion, you have to have Amir of Amir, so that Shemei Kainah wouldn't help. He thought based on the Mokar and Kumish. He suggested based on the Mokar and Kumish, he says that they had the Kabbalah's Habrachas, Haklos, and Hagrid, and Haregos, that says, Yonah Kalam, Yonah Kamen. Somebody says, Kiddush Matzah, and I listened, and I didn't say Amen. What's the sin? So the Gemara says that to the Yavid is good. see that it's good even if you didn't stay on. It's one of the buzzers that you have to stay on the other of the cashers, and some cashers, but I've seen it. You have to stay on the number one, but I've seen it's one of these markers in the end of Shemekai. Well, you have to say number two, these markers in the end of Shemekai is that Amen is in Kabbalah Tashmua also. Amen is not only if you stay on Bracha, I stay on Amen, and I'm breaking your Kinnish and Abdullah. The Gemara says if you take a Shemekai, or you want me to take a Shemekai, Mashbiachani, I say, you want me to go on the right. You say, I want you to swear you're not going to eat any more fat food when I say yummy. So if I say yummy, even I just say, I didn't mean blah, 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 blah. I didn't formulate the whole shmur. If I say yummy, the almond is a kabbalah to shmur. So there, you wouldn't say shemeh kreiner. There's no just shemeh kreiner by shmur. By shmur states, I didn't have to have levati. It's not shemeh kreiner, it's a dinner. Yes, they say the Kabbalah Tashmur, right. So the Gemara says in the end of Shmur, it's very you know this from Chumash that Amen is Kabbalah Tashmur. The one marker is by the Zeta, Yom HaRisha Amen is Kabbalah Tashmur, and the other marker is Mah Yizma HaRevo, that they were Mekabal to Baruch HaKadosh, they were Mekabal to Shmur.
But you say Chazor is a shot, but isn't the Chazor is a shot, like, and the Mishnah, it was made for the Amorat, right?
Yeah.
So
The Rambam is mashmah the night it came from the Hagbah Islami points out. The Rambam sheet is that you shouldn't do Shemei Kainah, that you won't accomplish anything. So Rashi thought that by Dovah Shol Tzibur, Shemei Kainah doesn't apply. But the riot that he brought, and remember, this is a little bit of a big year session. But the riot that he brought was just not so Mizuhi. The riot that he thought was from Hagiz Maharevo, but it's the Yom Kol Ami. Yom Kol Ami, that's not you, you're right. There's a different reason over there. Can a woman answer Amen to the man's brother for the time? Yes,
yeah,
you should say Amen. Why not? She's not saying Amen because she wants to be a Jew.
That's right.
Because Mima writes in his autobiography that he had one of his aunts. He had very colorful people in his family. He turns to a book history. It's called Bob and his autobiography. And he has that one of the dance didn't like the bracha. And he felt very uncomfortable that she had to say Amen. He meant for the bracha, she didn't have a lunch, he was nice, and she was very day. He has to say Amen to this on Lord, he says, Lord, by Isha. She was once complaining to her husband about it, so he said, oh, but he is so funny. That every man has in mind his own wife. And this Amara says for Sanisha, I didn't mind his wife. And your husband says for her husband was a big problem. Your husband says for Sanisha, I didn't mind you. So the Mishnah says that one is not permitted to be mopsic at all in the middle of the city. Never clear Shema Yabba Hesed to be mopsic. Middle of Shema Hesed is not Hesed at all, even for Abin Yehesh Merab, you're not allowed to be mopsic. And what if there's a sakona? What if a person is in the middle of Shema Hesed, and someone comes and he holds a gun and he says, whatever he says I want, and then he stops the conversation, then he's not going to talk to him, he's going to shoot him. The Mishnah writes, even if the king engages me in a conversation, I'm in the middle of Shema Esrei, lo yishivenu, I should not respond. What kind of a melech is this?
Jewish.
I'm not going to respond. The
Mishnah says, obviously, it's a Yiddish Melech. No, he wants to give him peace, not going to kill him. The word?
Yeah. Okay, Kanchi. Kanchi. Well, that's the shot of what is the thing I hear of me when we learned that tearing, that tearing that we had there with the Machlokes every time. What does it mean the thing I hear of? The Namashan says the thing I hear of means that you're afraid the person will kill you. Yeah. Well, she has to be afraid the person will kill you. Not the Oregon Yamra Vada is Mutter. Even in the middle of my history, you're Mutter if this is something. Now, you're adjusting the person who will be my Havadiyah Bora. Like Rabbi Lubov, like Father Dino, and she will be able to go. They'll be permitted to be Gnostic, and today I'm Hero, doesn't mean I'm really afraid they're going to kill me. I'm permitted to be Gnostic, and I'm going to be afraid of this person, so it's him, I have a key of murder. But it doesn't mean that there's a real Gnostic Sakana that I may die, that even with the middle of the
Shabir Al-Jabir Apollon. The Rebbe told the love people, the Banish tells them not Gnostic.
The year of the year of
Roisland. What do you mean?
But it's not a
number. It's
a con.
Yeah. No, but still, there's a person that the Gibraltar
the
boat.
That's what I'm talking about.
You have to be mastic to save your life, whatever is necessary. Abadah is no shot. Take Markash in Mayspace, there's an Abraiser. On his follow, somebody saying Shmoyne Esra, he's a raw. Anos, go connect, oh, Anos. The Pasha Pshat is to walk away is the Machlokes. So the walking Halicha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei constitutes the Hefzik. If he needs to walk away to get a Siddur, or if he has a Siddur and he forgot the Din, he has to walk away to look up the Din, but he has to daven over. That's not a Hefzik. So he also, if he's just going to walk away, that would not constitute Hefzik. Family has to talk, he has to scream, he has to engage himself in the conversation. So that's going to be a real Hefzik.
Most of the record, I'm not really saying, but also Lo Shalom, and he greeted the Chassid in Nidlo Shmon Esrei, but Lo Yehefto Lo Shalom, so the Chassid followed the Din in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah, that they're not permitted to be Masri. So the Nachri hinted Lo Ashitim to be Rostoy, the Nachri waited till the Din is davening, and not even going to give them Musa, you Tittish, you Nar, I can't give you put your life into the Shulchan, I could have killed you. So he turned around and he said, but you didn't? I think I have smart of you, you didn't?
If he waited
They could have waited till he finished the message and then greeted him. Why do they have to greet him in the middle of the message? They waited anyway.
The Rambam that Delta Mice said that the star was in Tzimla al Shazim Tzimla. Laha Shazim Tzimla, the head of the Chas is finished davening. Omalei, so he gave him with the Reiko, you empty head, you think the Shuna, while the Chas of the Seirat, and he gives him with the Shteta and Zayin Tahira, Raki Shama Chashma Nafshah, but still in the Shmat Miyot, and Nafshah Tzeche. You have to watch to keep your body in good shape, to make sure that you don't get killed. That's the pasuk that he quoted. So he continues to say, why didn't you in the middle of your life was the sakkan? The Marsha has a comment on this gemara. He said, that's what the goy quoted. But that's not really what that pasuk means. So what does the pasuk say? Shemad me'ad anav shetech mekiloi reishan kal tmuna v'yom tiba ashen yimokan b'har tzor b'har tzimah. Shemad me'ad anav shetech means not to worship Abba Nizor. It has nothing to do with watching that. But the other part is also, the Rakesh Hamel Chashman Ashkab sent Tishka Chazad Ram Shah Rawai Nebuchadnezzar. But you shouldn't forget to say this. So the Tukim that the Nafi quoted in Masho, the Tukim that the Nafi quoted, are really not the right Tukim. But they read such a din. It says that.
But it
isn't
the
right Tukim. Shmarti Yodan Asher said, no, that was a goy. The Nafi said like that. But the Mashua says, I'll leave it there. That's not what they're supposed to say. There are other students. More than people. The Rambam, Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky, has in the Sefer HaChumash, I think in the introduction to the Sefer, he points out this Mashua, and he says, but if you look in the Rambam does quote these students. And he gave the Tikkun of Nefesh. I don't hold like the guy. Even though my show is right, that the context of the Tsukim, the Tori was in Gansan, yeah. Even though the context of the Tsukim is in Gansan, not talking about Sarkonis, the Tosh, the Rish, that should be it. The Allah is the true Allah. The only question is whether this is the right part of the guy. But the point out that the Ramah quotes these Tsukim also, but the Minimara and all the Tsukim. The Moshe is so that's what the Nochri kindness to the Chos is. Jacob, you have an empty cup, a lady concoction. It's not to the Chos Shalom, it's not to the Chos Shalom. Imo yiti chatech roshcha b'tag, if I would chop your head off, mi ho yotavei al zom chom yodi, who would do anything to me? You would have gotten killed. So how did you do such a foolish thing not to respond to me? So he says, on my life, the Chos tells the imagine, Ilo Hayisa Oimen, put yourself into my situation. Ilo Hayisa Oimen, like Nehemel Abbas of Adon. You would be standing in front of the king. Go Chaveyuch, and that's buddy of yours become. That's Mocha Shoah. He would greet you. Would you respond then? Hayisa Machtola, would you respond? Amalei La? He says, of course not. Then Hayisa Machtola, so the person continues to ask the star, the Gaisha star. And if he would have responded to the friend of yours, start strike up a whole conversation in the middle of your what do you think with the kid? Not how you ask him, what do you think would happen to you? I'm away, then the star tells me, well, I know your husband is Roshi Bittos, it would have killed me, because it's a design to the Melech. I'm away, the chosid tells me, I was one Kalbachai in the Melech. Well, not, the Shahayitai, the same Melech was the Bodom, you would have only done this in front of the king, was on the Shahayon Kanamach of the Kever, he doesn't live forever, still, you would be afraid that the king would kill you. Kach, that's what you would do. Me, are you saying that I would dominate? If they don't want him all for the stroke, we should have a kind of logic on the alumnus. He could even punish me sometime later in the future. He's forever and ever going to be the king of the universe. Allah has come, Allah come. That was my rationale. The thing is that because that is nothing, he's wrong. The thing is that he shouldn't have put his life to such a point. Either he was wrong, or he knew psychology so well, he knew that this
but he knew star, that star is not
he knew the first thing, he's going to get away with it. So this is the argument that he gave. The yad is fighting on that, that he was satisfied with the explanation that he gave. He just asked him, hey, so he went home. You shall me, tell the Ramban and Sanhedrin on that fine Dalit, and the Muhammad, and the bottom of the next point, I was like, you shall me, that that gave the yid some chaser, nothing, gave the yid some chaser food to eat, and he said he eat the food that was going to shoot him, and he said, no, it's a violation of my religious principles, I'm not going to eat chaser, he didn't shoot me. So they said, and they kept on forcing him, they kept on insisting, and he kept on insisting that he's going to stick to his religious principles. And then they said, and then he did the good thing that he struck me, if he would have compromised your principles, then he would have killed you. Now that we see that you're insistent, and now we're going to let you get away with it. But the Ramban holds not so. It's not right. The Gemara just said that the did is not so. So what do they tell over a story? The either things that you committed to do with the Shem, you committed to Bamas. Or he knew the psychology. Also, this halacha that you committed, according to those Shem that you committed to the Moisah and Nefesh, even when halacha doesn't require, and since the Sevesh and the Achren, but that's only if the Nachris is come, Adiu al Adas. The Nachri comes over, let's say Nachri comes in the middle of the Shemana, and he knows that I'm involved in a religious activity. And he wants me to violate my religion, and he starts a conversation with me. So then, there are some Rishonim who would say, even though the Halacha says that he's committed to the Tzadik, Rabbi Yehuda said you should be fighting because of the Tzadik Tzadkona, but if he wants to still go to the Mishra Tzadik, to be Moshe Nefesh, Shalkidi Hashem, the Rabbi Shonim says that it would be Moshe. But what if the Halacha doesn't even understand what I'm doing? The question over here in this Gemara, that's a very stick of the Gemara here. Gemara tells a story. The whole story is usually teaching the moral of the story. I'm not so clear what the moral of the story is. He wants a minute to put himself into a Sofek Sarkonah to save somebody from a Vlad Sarkonah.
He wants it.
Very unclear what the stock is. It's the children in the end of Christian Ishtar quotes that we are quoted also from the Shabbat. It's unclear what the stock is. That's the story with the Zuma Gorn. Some Getchka has been stolen in Zuma from the church. and the government was pressured that the Jews had stolen it, and they were going to make a pogrom, kill all the Jews or something. Because they figured none of the Catholics would see it. So they get Sedek, that's had a certain place, and Graf Popovsky was a bear, he converted to Judaism. So he went to the Bogotan and he asked the Shaila that he wanted to give himself up to the police, and it said hopefully that he was the one who had stolen it. In the hope that maybe they would let him off the hook, maybe they wouldn't kill him, because he was originally a Christian. He was originally a boy. So he asked the Bonagun if he allowed to volunteer in order to save the lives of all the Jews, because they want to make a pogrom. And then the story goes that the Bonagun said, it's a fair shine, we should come back, you have to think about it. Strange story. Usually the Bonagun had a stock and everything. But then... Shalomel committed suicide because he was afraid of the torture. Let's say you're in the middle of a war, and then the general tells me that I should drive my tank over here. And everybody knows it was the first tank that goes through is going to get killed. It's going to get bombed. No chance to survive. I'm going to say that I have to pay my pay for air brothers. All the wars you can give it, you can stop fighting all the wars. And they bring Ryan back and forth. The defendant is only going to say that she comes back the next day, he wants to take it over. So he didn't come back the next day. He gave himself up to the police and he admitted falsely that he had stolen it, and then he killed him. Similar to the line.
Yeah.
And also he gave him a mark. So Tomei has a famous riot from Rambam. Tomei has a riot from a Rambam on the Mishnah Makkah. Mishnah Makkah says that the Hori Tishkoga has to go to the Yorim Mikvah, and he's not permitted to leave until the Kondoba dies. So the Rambam quotes in the Mishnah, even if the Hori Tishkoga is the chief general of the army, and the whole country needs him, they need him, that he should be in the war effort. He shouldn't sit there and they don't have the computers, and they're running the war, they don't have it in the Yorim Mikvah, they have it over here in Tel Aviv, wherever. We need him to go to Tel Aviv to run the whole war. The Rambam quotes in the Mishnah. The Rambam describes it, but most of the Mishnah is not allowed to. The question is, why not? Why is the mitzvah like you have to shake the lulav? The mitzvah you have to sit in our mitzvah. The mitzvah you're not allowed to go out of the yard mitzvah. But even the Rambam, the Rambam is mashma, that he's not allowed to because the Gur Adam has the right to kill him. They're not obligated, and you have to live your life right into a suffix for fun, even though the state quality is wrong. The question is, there's a mass riot. That's even the riot. I'm not.
So lock up the Gorilla
Dom. There's
a few of them.
Lock the Gorilla Dom. The
Gorilla Dom is only the closest. Whoever is closest.
So far, my place is not that right. Yeah,
the commission is giving back to the issue. Well, the Hager has to go on. The question is not so clear. Mara says about Pinchas. It's Zimri. Zimri would have turned out Pinchas was going to kill Zimri because Boyle Aram is going to kill Zimri. So the Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin that it's Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas. Lo hayah nergal, because Pinchas was a raider. So the Shrine is, maybe that's only a raider because it's only Kanoni Pogdemo, maybe that's only a Rishu's Kanoni Pogdemo. What is Kachi Mechuyim? Let's say someone is a Chayim Nisutez. They gather Eidim Kiev over Rishonis, so the Eidim come and they're ready to give him the Nisutez. And then the Chal Shabbos, they turned around. And it's the Eidim. They have the right to kill the Eidim.
What if he has a
status of a government. So the Mishmar Melech raises this question. Mishmar Melech on the Rambam in Hilchos Reb Tzel, beginning of Hilchos Reb Tzel, raises the question. That maybe the Gemara only says it regarding Zimri, because well, Rambam is not only talking about, maybe it's only a Rishus. Maybe it's not a Chayda. That's the question. Is that true or not? Well, Aram is Kanoi, he's talking about, is that only Rishus? Or is that a Chayda? You have to be a Kanoi. Then that's not called a kanoi. But once a person is a kanoi, then Rav Moshe holds, and then you have to hold like that. Then it's a chayva, it's not a rishus. That's a shayva.
Girl
Adam is a machleik, it's a tanai. Girl Adam is a machleik, it's a market. That's a machleik, it's a tanai. Yeah, right. That's a machleik, it's a tanai. Some tanai, all that is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah beyond Gol Adam Lahargoy. That is the din. Let's say, Gol Adam is not only if he killed the Shevi, what if he killed the Mazes? Someone kills the Mazes. So the Ramban points out on the Seif on Mitzvah. He says, the Rashi in the middle of Masechta Sanhedrin, Rashi writes, you know, mentioned something about Gol Adam. So Rashi says, oh yeah, Gol Adam, that's if somebody killed the Shevi, so there's a din of Gol Adam. So the Ramban in the Seif on Mitzvah picks up that Rashi and has something on it. Says that with all due respect, Rashi is against the Chumash. So the institution of Gol Adam states the fair is then in the same shogeg. Although normally the din is Yad Vayim, Ki Yabal Rishayim, there are a few exceptions to the rule. One of them is by right there. By murder, the din is that you don't have Yad Vayim, Ki Yabal Rishayim, the din is that the Gol Adam is the list of the killer. If there is a list of... It's okay.
So he's going to say...
It's unclear what the tzak is on that issue. If a person is obligated to put his life into a tzak tzakon in order to take somebody else from a valet tzakon. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos tells you, are you referring to the tshuva, the end of Parashat Mishpatim? The Shabbos, yeah. If there's Marzin, yeah. Then there's Gol Adam, let's say, Hori Bishoyge. Gol Adam can't kill him until Bez makes a Marzin. Bez has to make a Marzin. We have to say, that he is a Mishra'ir that the Shay gave, and Gol Adam has the right or the obligation, whatever she introduced to the human. And then he has the right to give the money. Yeah, also, yeah. Gol Adam has the right to give. Right. Raman writes that there are three. If the person kills the shogeg, if it's legitimate shogeg, then if he's in it, or in Nicholas Gol Adam has no right to kill him. If he leaves there, Nicholas Gol Adam has no right to kill him. What if he kills the mazes? And they had a hamad of the din, and he killed the mazes, so then Gol Adam has no right, so there's no deal to kill him, even in the or in Nicholas. Doesn't help.
What does it mean he has the right? It doesn't mean he doesn't have to. He doesn't do that mitzvah of killing it. A mitzvah doesn't mean you have to do the mitzvah. Sometimes you can do a mitzvah if you don't have to.
No, that's not what ends up happening. Is the girl obligated to chase after him and to kill him? Even though he only killed the shaykh. But he's saying no. If he kills him, he's possible. Yeah. If he kills him, he's possible. Not that it's a gift to go kill him. But if he killed the mazes, then it's not his, isn't it? That's what the Rambam says. Then it's the mitzvah. Like Yad Vayim, Kibbutz Rishayim. Here, instead of Yad Vayim, This Shaila that the Zimri and Pinchas. The Gemara says that Zimri had a right to defend himself from Pinchas, so that's the question. Is that only Zimri and Pinchas because of Tanani Tokin's goal? It's only a Rishus. Maybe over here it's Lord. Maybe over here he killed a maiden, so the Gemara has a thief to kill him. Maybe here the murderer has no right to defend
himself. But there's a Mishnah. I didn't think it was a threat here. The Shalom Pagan Boy involves not only an individual thing, but it's something for Klal Yisroel. The Kahalacha, they take away Chilul Hashem. Didn't get it to the pressure and everything like that. It's called
the Shalom. The only Gemara says that if he comes to man, he has the right to kill him. That's a shot. How do you apply that Gemara? Can you apply that Gemara? Either neck of Zimri Zaharov, or the Tinkos, lo hayamera, don't know. If Zimri would turn around and kill Tinkos, he wouldn't be Chayyid, because all the stuff that Tinkos was greater than him. That's a shot. How does that apply to other cases? Then has to be in the Kabbalah, even two Koshiyadim would say that he did and killed his
agent.
And then they task him that the Gaur Adam has the right, so has the obligation to kill.
The Gaur Adam has
the right. If he killed the agent, then you have to be excited. To give a side. The side is supposed to be administered by the Gaur Adam, also not by the Aiden. There's no dinner of the Aiden by murder, it's the dinner of the Gaur Adam. And if he killed an Aiden, the Lehi Hashra, because there's no formality of Mrs. Desmond or Messiah, but then we tell the Gaur Adam, she killed him, the Chomis is Shetty of Alam Mitzvah. He was a Gaur Adam, yes. Because it's not special. Yes. I said the Gaur Adam is right. If a person kills even Shetty Kurgan,
the Rambam
writes that the
Gaur Adam
has the right to kill him even in the
Oyun.
But the Nick was only
calling because
he killed the
Shaykh. Isn't
there
a whole process
with
hoods and with flags and
everything
like that?
So, yeah, that's like all cases of how we get that. All the Arabic citizens, they used to take a long time.
Yeah, until they
opened until they were taken.
Yeah, but the Gaur Adam, when is he allowed to kill him? Maybe he has to wait for the whole process to go through. He's going to kill him before the process, the middle of the process, and then they'll find out stuff after that.
Okay. And let's say if a person was a murderer of the nation, and they have to give him the business in the city, and they have to give him the business hook for you. So they tell the girl, we're going to make the whole procession, we're going to take him to the out in the hook for you, and then you give him the sign. The Mishnah in Oholus. Very exciting. There's a Gemara from Henny Court on Bapai Beit HaMelech. There's a Mishnah that everybody discusses about abortion. And the Mishnah says if a woman is pregnant, she's having, and she's in labor, and she's having difficulty, and the doctor says that if it's not going to the woman, she may die if you leave everything the way it is. So the Mishnah says that the baby is a right if you kill, you cut up the baby and you save the life of the mother. What happens if it's very up to Rosho? Not only the woman is in labor, but the baby is already yolud. The baby is already yolud. So then the Mishnah says, "A lashon ein doicha nefesh b'tzein nefesh." You're not permitted to kill the baby in order to kill them, in order to save the life of the mother. The Miri has this fetish. Others, the doctor is not permitted to kill a baby. But if the mother has the presence of mind, if she is able to function, and she has the heart to do it, she would be permitted to kill the booger, yolud. In order to save her life, that's a special thing that the near death has the right to kill the right age, even though it doesn't conform to all the normal rules and regulations of Hilchot Yeredith and Kol Adar Zula. And his marker is from that other Gemara, Ela Nefak Zimei Bar Ava Lepinchos Lo Hayan Erev. You see, this is a special thing. The guy be the other man near death. He always has the right to kill the one who's about to kill him, even though Pinchas has the right to kill all the bears. Even over here, the Uber who holds the Rosho, the Gemara says, Mishamai Huri Karatila, doesn't have a dinner of Roya. That's what other people no longer have the right to kill the Uber Shot the Rosho. But the Oledis itself has the right to kill him. The question whether we pass him like the Miri, because we shall, we don't pass him like that. None of the other Mishamim write like that. The question is, why? Why is it different from the case of Pinchas? The Rosho doesn't have this description. Right, so the Gemara seems to say, the question is something wrong that not. But the question is that maybe the Nirzah has other people do not have the right, but the right of the Shaggy depends on the following point. But the Shaggy says, what about the Nirzah? Does the Nirzah have the right? So the Nirzah would say the Nirzah has the right to kill the kid in order to save his life. Even though maybe he doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's done, it's a toy. And the others seem not to accept that Nirzah. So that it's only a special thing by Pinchas and Zimri. Special
one that appears in Elton.
The only way to save the person's life is by shooting the baby. The baby doesn't know the problem what he's doing. So that's what the Gemara's lesson is, Mishamaya Hudi Karatzi. You can't say that the baby is arrested. The other people don't have the right to kill a baby to save the life of the other person. Well, what about the person whose life is the sakana? You're allowed to kill a baby. That's a conscious act of redisa. Ganis is breaking into the house and he knows it's a sin. Let's see, the Mishnah has a deal. If a person is saying Shalat Esrei and a snake is crawling up his leg, he's not allowed to be mobster. So the Gemara says it depends what kind of a snake. Omer HaSheshes, the Lashon HaMal HaNafis, that's only if it's a little garden snake. Lagro, but if it's a scorpion, means if there's a Sophic Sakona, then he has to be mobster in the middle because of Sophic Sakona. So he's called also a snake. It's a different kind of snake. Sometimes it's a snake where it's dangerous. Place of course in Yishalmur. Noyan Nachash Masi Alova Kenegdo. The snake is running towards the person who's dominating it. So obviously that the snake is after dead, not some crawling around. And then it's right to start picked up on it.
Yeah.
Different kinds of snakes. If you know that the person is a farmer, you know the different kinds of snakes. So then, if it's a snake but there's no Sophic Sakana, then it's okay. But if there's any Sophic Sakana, then he's committed and not be cautious. He's obligated to be mastered in the middle of the year. It wouldn't make sense to be the volunteer. What is he volunteering? There is no Kavanah Lahavir on my dad at all. So the holidays will be yours to the volunteer. Even 1% Takana goes to the Nahash, which means he knows what kind of a snake it is. He's a farm boy. He knows that this snake is not dangerous. Just that it's a Nahash.
Right.
If there's no Sophic Takana, then he continues to go. Meaning it's disturbing his Kavanah. Yeah. I would assume that that's what Sarah has to do. Or that's the
Nahash.
Walk away, yeah. Say so walker if he can concentrate well without removing it, it's a little annoying. But
But if he concentrates well without removing it, so then it's an act of hatsukah to walk away or to shake it off or to remove it.
Well,
then, then he should. And I'll see problems, he should take it off. That enhances the davening. The Gemara asks that why do you say by Akrov you're not sick? Maybe there's an advice in the end of Yevamos. Interesting didn't. The Tanoim made their didn't their right. If a woman is married, so she's not permitted to be married, then the husband needs to give her. The husband dies. So how do you ascertain that the husband dies? So the Gemara seems to say that, you know, there you really need to call Shira Aiden to testify that they're silent. And with the Rabbanon, they had Hetzer Agum. So the Gemara gives the whole list of Hetzer Agum. That, yeah, the Gemara gives different reasons. So the Gemara says that they made Hetzer Agum is that you make a Leidechot is good, you know, the two Aiden, Leidechot is even good in Isha, and in Hebez, and then a Man Shem Amstof, they made a Chumra. They made Kulis, and they made Chumra. Strange. If, let's say, they see there are 10 Kosher Aiden watching the way a man drowns in the ocean, and they say they stand there for an hour, trying to find the body, but can't find the body. And this is it. This is a little lake, and they can see the edge of our lake. And they're sitting there for an hour.
They're sure
that he's dead. He didn't come out of the woods. But it's my question. So if we're there standing, they can't see the edge of the ocean. But that's the chumrah of the rabban. They're not terribly assuming that John was certainly dead. And did he ever, if the woman were remarried, we will not say, we won't require that she should get divorced from the second husband. So if you assume that he's really dead. But we'll have children. But there are one, we wouldn't allow the woman to remarry. Wouldn't even allow the children to sit shiva. That's the woman that has in the Masabah. Whenever there's a case where the woman was married and she's not allowed to remarry because of the woman with her brother, then we don't, even though the rogue certainly is that he's dead, then we wouldn't have the children say Kaddish or sit shiva or anything. Because they may mislead the wife to think that she's allowed to marry. It could be the reverse. Let's say a single man drowns in the ocean or something like that. So then they would have shiva. Let's say he was an almond already, he's a garbage and there's no wife, he's going to try to be mad to be a woman. Then you would have shiva, they come on shame on him. He's a demon, drama that the man is dead. But in the case where you're not going to be a brother, that the wife is not allowed to be married, so then he can go further and you say that you don't have the children, that's just no copyright claim.
You don't have the children.
And there you saw when the submarines were disappeared. My shame on self, so what's the head? So the head there were based on a big Nachman's Tudor. That he was making if you have Che Rube. And that's based on a Ramban and Mohammed, the beginning of the Khumer. Ramban says that this Khumer, that we don't allow the woman to remarry. In the case of my shame, I'm telling someone who couldn't remember their husband, and I heard that we assume the husband is really dead. And the evidence is just like they said, if the woman will remarry once and insist that she has to get divorced, and the husband is, you know, and I know, you all know that the husband is really dead. But the Kumra, the Ramban equates it with the principle of my loss of the Yuchsin at the end of the first paragraph of the Kumra. The Kumra says, the next one is going to get to all the Yone Yuchsin Ebenezer, married in prohibited marriages. They said you shouldn't follow a road. Well, the Gemara there says in the end of the first chapter, he says that only if you have one road. But if you have a double road, but then we would be mounted. So take, for example, let's say if an airplane explodes in midair and then it crashes on the ground. The person says that that's a double road. The one road means that any airplane that crashes, that explodes in the air, the road is that all of the passengers are going to die. And then there's another one, even if it doesn't crash in the air, any airplane that crashes on the ground, the hope is that the passengers are going to die from the impact. It has been such a case when it explodes in the air, then it crashes on the ground. So this Kohanim says that that's a double risk. So that's the nusa, that's the style of all of the hatayim that they have for all these cases. Then they have a train group day.
They know.
Rabbi Shimon said that if you wait 10 years and the husband doesn't contact his wife, then it's a riot that he says. So even though we don't follow that, so then it starts a lot of things together to the name. All the coolness that they can, all the hashem that they can, the trade movement.
The government's decision doesn't count? Missing in action. The government decides to pay.
No. Missing in action, that you said, that's not enough. Only if the government has a dead body. The government has to think that they identify the dead body as Pliny, and they send the family a letter that we have ascertained that Pliny died, so that's what the prosecutors go. And the First World War,
earlier.
Yeah, but the question is, how well have they ascertained?
How long do you wait?
It is the body. How do they ascertain that that's the body?
How long do they wait? And then what about a blanket? Don't you give a blanket now?
It depends what the tonight was. If the tonight was that if I don't return within a reasonable amount of time, it depends what the tonight was.
Submarine was a lot of people that did.
Moshe Feinstein has this part of an institute, but all of the cases in the program on a single person. You have a big group of people that claim to be similar to the other. Moshe himself is never introduced like that. This is part of the part that came up with this is the
guest chambers.
Moshe
has 1,000 people who went into a guest chamber.
Hardly anybody came out.
Yeah.
This is how Moshe works on that angle. Many, many people. The whole Father's Soul was involved in the... And the Tzaddik, he says that they were never machmer. It's interesting here, the Ohr Tzemach points out. On the one hand, they were mekel, on the other hand, they were machmer. On the one hand, you should be good to kill the Rabbanu and say, hey, that's what is good, and you're mekel. On the other hand, he was chumer, and the Ikra did. Ma'am Shem himself is mutter. Obviously, the person is dead. And the Gemara has a case, Chosro. There was a man who was married, his name was Chosro. And then he drowned in the ocean, and they didn't retrieve the body. But they assumed that somebody was dead, so they swore, the Gemara has one of the Amoraim swore, Achluhu Tavrei Mechotzim. They swear that the fish ate up Chotzim. But today, on the side of the Gemara, the Tehran's on the Rishon, that they had to swear that the fish ate up Chotzim. How can he swear? Maybe it's a Shavuot Sheker? How do they know that he's dead? Maybe he's still alive. The whole reason why we don't allow the wife to be married, so maybe he's still alive. And that's what the Markai and the other Rishon say, no, it's 100% that he's dead. It's over my loss of Yisrael, we don't know. We don't allow the wife to remarry, even though we assume the vaday that the husband is there. So what is it? On the one hand, you have wild kumar. On the other hand, you have wild kumar. There's some meach, right? The goyim. That's meach a lot of times goes into swamp and things. So he says that Chachamim felt that they had to balance everything off of it. They couldn't. They felt that they were going to have to introduce a lot of kumar fish. They didn't want the inspiration fish just to be happy and fetish. He just went this. Not all the abundance, but they had thrown a couple of wild coolers over here. So they had the coolers they really needed. It's like the belt says on the Ramon. The Ramon Hilchos Chasis has every simon. The Hilchos Chasis and Machaber has everything. The Ramon says, the Ramon says, and now they're going to be machan this, machan that, machan that. But then it comes to one sefer that's peeling off the sefer. So the Ramon says, the Machaber says, we have that love kosher. And the Ramon gives the cooler that you only go out kosher, you peel off the zikr, there's no hole there, there's no necklace, it's okay. So the belt says that one cooler of the Ramon outweighs all the coolers. That comes up much more often than all the other shaylas. The other shaylas with the other parts of the other limbs don't come up so often. He wrote that there's a mech, right, such a thing that the Hakonim, when they made the Takonis, they spelled the Shumikun, they had to be Mako. On Shabbos that were going to come up more common Shabbos. And more common Shabbos were, who was going to be Nemon to say that the name is dead? The Goyim are going to kill the hooligans, are going to kill the Jews, they're not going to have kosher egg in there. You'd be lucky if you have that. And therefore the Goy, who's going to give him a sick with his tumor.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're never going to go, and no one will ever have seen the dead body. So the Chacham felt himself to be Mekel, and who should he believe? Yeah. That's the Shkiyah thing. It's the most common Shaila. Whom are we going to believe? We're not going to have two kosher eggs. So make a on that. But in order to balance it out, they had to throw in a couple of chumis. They threw chumis in, and things that they didn't think were going to come up so often, just in order to even out the balance. So this is one of those bidim.
This is the Shkiyah of Kosher Rabbanah.
Chumash in order to offset the Kulus. That's strange gemara. That's what you have. The end of the you have a blend of Kulus and Chumash. Mishtamshim Derbubia, a little bit. A little bit. Not exactly Derbubia, but there's strange time balance. Yeah, why do we mach my this and make on this? But the Brisa has such a din. Nothing will go by Rayah, they need them all off.
Let's say the Aven saw the way someone fell into a lion's den, and they were frightened out of the wits, so they ran away. They're not going to wait to see what's going to be the end of the parsha. And they don't know. And then they go and they tell the wife that your husband fell into the lion's den, we were afraid to stay to see the end of the parsha.
Yes, so the Mishnah says they need them all off. Even though the rose is that he's certainly going to be eaten up by the lions, that's not enough aiders to be martyred. Like my Shailam thought, that you're throwing a chumrah, that you're not martyred the wounds, even though it's very clear,
some of the 99%
right,
that the lions are going to eat
him up. But since there's a 1% chance that's not, it's not. But what if he falls into a ditch that's full of snakes or scorpions, either one or the other? They the bearish me eat them all off Shemay. They the bearish that that's considered a Vadoris. That's considered a Vadoris that he did. That's the Gemara's Kasha. How do you say over here, there's a Chiluk between a Nachash and a Nachru. That the Nachash is not even a Sofik Sakana. The Nachash is not even a Sofik Sakana. Nachru is a Sofik Sakana. There you see that Nachash and Nachru are both a Vadai. They're both a Vadai, not only Sakana, but the Vadai dead. Vadai dead. It doesn't correspond at all to our Mishnah. Yeah. Everything in Gatsun is to steer it to both. In order to allow the person to be Mashmik, to walk away in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you don't have to have that it should be Vadai dead. If it's a Sofek Sakana, you're also Mashmik. Everything's in contradiction. So the Gemara says no. That case that we say that if he fell into our board, that's Malay, Nechosh Nakrab, it's a Vadai Nei, then it means he fell on top of the Nechosh Nakrab, and he bumped them in the head. Now the board is so big, and the Nechosh Nakrab over there, and I fell over here. I'm at the other end. Right. And for the Gemara, Shiny Hutton, that's a special case. The Agra Mitzotwa, because he's falling on top of them, he's hitting them on the head. The Maskis, of course, they're going to bite him and they're going to kill him. Of course they're going to kill him. That's a Vadai Nei. In our case, we're not talking, he's not crushing them. So it's not a Vadai Nei. That by the Nochosh, we're talking there isn't even a Sofek Sakona. And by the Akrob, there is a Sofek Sakona. Omrat Yitzchot, he's the advisor. What's the Sofek Sakona, what's the Vadai Sakona? All these things depend on the circumstances. We shouldn't say that this din anymore doesn't apply to none of this. Rosh Vari Paisek. If you're in the middle of Shemana Esrei and you see some wild animals walking in front of you, you should run away right away. Why does Tani Raboshe says in the Brisa in Bava Kamma? I think in the short time, Chamishi Mamo, you have to stay away at least 50 yamas from the short time. Short time means it didn't kill three times. And if it killed three times, then it's a Sharamua. And if it killed three times, it's a Sharamua, you have to be back at Tivlo Elo. 50 yamas, not enough, as far as you can. What? Yeah. Talmish made the Rabbeinu, we have a Brisa.
Yes.
You have a writer that says in the name of Meir, it's Reish Tur Bidikul. Let's say there's a behemoth that's walking along in the street, minding its own business, and it has on its neck, it has around its neck a rope and a basket, and it keeps on sticking its head into the basket and nibbling on the egg, and just walking and not bothering anybody, doesn't check anybody. The Rabbeinu says you shouldn't trust that behemoth, even though the Reish Tur is Bidikul, even though the head of the ox is in its own basket and it's eating its own hay, you should run to the roof, solid leaguer, run quickly to the roof, you shut it dark with me, Tyson, and remove the ladder away so that what the baby's going to climb up the ladder. It's a good one. You should run away from the
You should run away from any man.
Omar Shmuel, why is it a topic? The front of Hanimila, that's only the short shock of the early Nissan. That's only certain seasons of the year, and then shall start to Marathi will then come. Because at that time of the year, Rashi explains that the animal is presented with the whole change of nature, that the whole winter nothing was growing, and all of a sudden now in the springtime, there's grass, and it gets confused, and it goes wild, it becomes the sugar, and it's going to kill. But it's any other time of the year, that then it's not. And we shouldn't really say that it's not as good as in the country, but the Baba Yatakis live, they haven't seen it, and it's not. So it all depends on each instance. Snake and the scorpion and the behemoth and the shaitan, it all depends whether the person perceives the suffix of God. Now he has to run away. If he doesn't even perceive himself in the front, just a little annoying, then the proper thing is that he's not permitted to be moxic in the middle of the Shmoneh. The first he quotes, he was showing me that the Mishnah, the Gemara, say by snakes, there's no sarkonis, and say that different kinds of snakes, some of them are dangerous, some of them are not, so it's a double push. He showed me commenting, why on earth should I see a loving connecto if the snake is hissing its way towards me? And I'm petrified, I'm afraid the snake is going to bite me, and then frustrates the place it. But he should walk connecto the car, and it's coming like a nika on that, it looks to me like the snake is out to get me. Okay. So that's partial. Now what's the din? The person was in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, and the guy, the policeman, came with a gun, and he says, Rabbi, you got to clear the way here, you got to go through, and I'm just in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei. It'll take me a half an hour, to finish my essay. And I'm afraid he may kill me, but the other drivers may kill me. I never told you. So the Gemara says, Rabbi, you have to move. It says, it's a funny move. So the Shaila is, what if I have to talk? What if I have to talk in the middle? I have to move to what's the din? I'm in the middle of refining. So what do I do after I talk and I walk away on the side? I pick up from the middle of refining. I start from the beginning of refining, or I have to start from the beginning of the front end. So if it's a case of short, we have a little bit here. If it's short, they look for too long. That's a long half talk here. But he could have said the whole Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end. And I prefer greater than you are. He could have said the whole Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end. So that's called Shalom Tzedek Metzula. So the Gemara seems to say that at least by Shmoneh Esrei, where they wouldn't let him to finish then, that's how he was supposed to. So then for sure that would be a hefty guess to start all over from the beginning of Shmoneh. But if he wasn't sure that he was cool, but he had to make, he had to walk away, he had to do a little talking in the middle. What's the din of such a case of the person? What state is the first? The Taisus wants to know, what's the din? We haven't found in the Gemara. What's the din of Pasach? If he was Gnostic in the middle, because of the Sapphic Kapan, what's the din of Yachto the Rosh? Does he have to start all over again from the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei? Midway Kamar, the Gemara doesn't say him Pasach Chai the Rosh. Doesn't say it has to start from the beginning. So what is the din? The Taisus comes up with an aita. Avon, the Tchilas Avraham, Nihu Yaakov. Has to go back to the beginning of Rifa'ein. So the Pasha Chataisus means by Lusho to the Ligmas Kul. That's how the Rajbo and the Peshua. The Rajbo already has this Shverazim. The Rajbo says he doesn't understand what Taisus is talking about. And he says he doesn't understand what Taisus is talking about. But it just says, Taisus probably means it's Lusho to the Ligmas Kul. Why should he go back to the beginning of that Zracha Shehit Sikrot? So that's the next Mishnah has something about that, but it's totally different. The next Mishnah, it's not the next Mishnah. And Lama Davana Medal says the Mishnah, it's a Balfila, it's a Shliach Tibur. In the middle of the Shemana, it cannot continue.
So
I'm going to have to ask David, oh, he can't go right there. He doesn't feel well, he has laryngitis, he faints, whatever. Yabarach HaTachto. And it says, by the small letter Gimel, Hu Matzah Mitzchilas HaBrocha Shetor Zeh. Shetor Bo. The new Shleach Tzibur, when he takes over, has to begin from the beginning of the Broch. And then the Gemara has done, but what if the first Shleach Tzibur got stuck in the Gimel Rishonis of the Gimel? Got stuck before Akeh HaKadosh got stuck in the middle of the Esri. So then the new Shleach Tzibur, we treat the Gimel Rishonis of the Gimel Rishonis as one unit, and the new Shleach Tzibur has to stop in the beginning. And that's a different thing, that's not because of haptic. Let's say there was no haptic at all. It is a continuation, that's not because of haptic. That's a different thing. that they have one bracha which is recited by two different shluchei tzibur after the bracha is recited by one chazan. The other half by another chazan, that you don't allow.
You can't say, you can't have two chazanim on one bracha.
You mentioned that the Mishnah is later, in Shloshesh, it's a Gemara later. Oh, when you bench in Zumen, there is a Tesis on Taf Mem Vav Omer Aleph, Diga Maskov Ola Mandi Omer. Tesis quotes the Rif. Machen Yir Atiru Shal Avalfes. But the Gemara says there, when you bench in Zumen, the Gemara Mishnah, the Gemara Gemara says when you bench in Zumen, that the one is saying, the Gemara Shalom Mishalai, it's supposed to say the whole benching of Allah. It says, until the Yom Ha'ayich HaChenki. Say the whole thing out loud to be made to the others, because the other people are not benching at all. And the Chabad suggests that as long as that people don't always pay attention when other people bench, so the proper thing is that everybody should bench along softly with the Mizami, but still the proper thing is Mishnah, the Mizami should say everything out loud, at least till the Yolamayah, and everybody should really pay attention and say, oh, so what happens if the Mizami doesn't know the whole benching out loud? He only knows till Azamatako. And then someone else only knows Neid Lechon, the other one only knows Rachim, the other one only knows Atayba Meitiv. So the Rit learns with Gemara that that's okay. You can have four people bench the Zuman, and each one has to say the whole bracha. But what if one person only knows a half of a bracha? Can you have him say bench the Zuman and say half, and then have someone else, so let's say Tilly Reed Zivrit. Tilly Reed Zivrit is going to take him a long time. So he's going to say, each one's going to take turns. He'll say one page, he'll say one page, he'll say one page, and then one page doesn't correspond to the bracha. But the taste is quote from the Rif that that's not acceptable. Because when you bench the Zuman, it's also like a Chazorat Hashat. It's not based on Shemei Kohine, it's not like Kiddush and Abdullah. But I say Kiddush, and everybody gets it. Shemei Kohine is considered as the taste is. I say Abdullah, everybody gets it. Shemei Kohine is considered as if everybody said their own Kiddush, everybody said their own Abdullah. No, I mentioned the Zuman, the Halacha considers it like the whole Chabur together, all took one benching. Like Chazorat Hashat, the whole people together offered one Chazorat Hashat, one Tfilas HaTzibur. And that's apparently a din, that's what there is on the Sudat Gemara Menbar. And that's this Mishnah Lama Dalas. And when it comes to a Bracha Shal Chatura, a Bracha Shal Tzibur, you don't say Shemer, it's not based at all on Shemer Kaina. It's not really based on Shemer Kaina. If the Chazan sends the Bracha on behalf of his Tzibur, and everybody says Amen, or even if they don't say Amen, you go to the Shemer Kaina, no, it's a din, that the whole Tzibur together, all is one tzimah. So that's the din that when it's a bracha shal tzibur or bracha shal chabur, if I'm benching the zumen, sometimes it's not a tzibur of 10, it's only the zumen of 3 or 9. It's a chabur, though, and it's one benching offered by the whole chabur. So that's the din in the Mishnah with the Rif later on. And both, that you have to have, each bracha should be recited by one person. You can't have two people say one bracha. Let's say by a chassid. Let's say by a chassid.
It's fucking a little bracha.
That's it, by Hashem, that's what they say, the bits in the Zatar Rebbe, that in Europe they used to have one person would say, one person, with the Tzadik Kedushin, said all the brachas, what was the problem? And now you have some of the Rabbanim, so the Mechata just wants to say one bracha, just wants to say one bracha. So that's what they said, that the Zatar Rebbe once says, that the Tzimun Atzai, that the Mechata one person to say who, someone else to say this. So that's the Shaila, when you say, what if you could break up? The Chabad one person say, Baruch Hashem, 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 one person say a whole bracha, you can break it up according to how many brachas you have. Like the Rit by the benching of Zuman. Let's say Kiddush and Abdullah. If you want to break up the Kiddush, each person will say one word, each person will say one line, so to the end of it would be good. But by Bracha Shal Tzibur, it wouldn't be good. So that's the special din in the Mishnah of Ramadan, the special halacha. The Ha'idul of Ne'atev is a special Chazorat Hashat, special halacha, and the Chazan can't finish the Gimel Rishon. If he can't finish, he left off in the middle of a bracha. So the Lushli HaTzibur takes over, has to start the Tchilas HaBrocha Shetor Zeh. He has to start back at the beginning of the Brocha. So how does Tzaitis make a Kushtel? Tzaitis obviously is alluding to that mission, they don't say. Tzaitis HaLamit Gimel HaMenal Brayt, I'm in the middle of the Shmarek, in the middle of Rifa'enu,
And then I get so frightened because there's a nochash, an akrob, there's an anos, a crying, a real sakone. I start screaming, talking, and everything, but it's not short of the mitzvah school. And I finally come down, I walk to the side, and I want to finish the Shemoneh Esrei. To finish in the sentence that you left off. Why do you have to go back to Tchilas Ha'isa Bracha? So the Rashba writes, he doesn't understand what says he's got Tchilas one. He doesn't understand. The Tenshu also writes, he doesn't understand where, what is based in course. The Tenshu quotes the Rashba. He doesn't understand where they got it from. Why should he, if he's not showing it from us, then why does he have to go to Tchilas Ha'bracha? Once, of course, one sentence assumes that you have to go to Tchilas Ha'bracha, the name they say is, if you have to go in the Gimel Rishon into the Gimel Rishon, you have to go to the beginning to the Gimel. So once you have that in, then this base follows logically from this follows based on the next step. But the question is, if we follow Kufa, then we don't understand. Why should that be so? Right, so we're not sure if the Gimel is yeah. That's also not like it. Let's say a person in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, someone comes over and starts asking him about investing, stock market, baseball, football, whatever. And he stops it in the middle. Shalokah Din. Absolutely Shalokah Din. There was no Tachkonah, there was no Torah. That's the Gomer. Or a person says, Yalla the Abba, Yalla Nisi. Let's say, when was the last day of Hanukkah? Sunday. So Sunday night, so many people made a mistake. I saw Hanukkah, some people did. So you to saying Allah Nisan. So he says, and he said Allah Nisan, so I said Allah Nisan. So that's the Shaila, the person says Allah Nisan, but it doesn't belong, and he says, it should be a Hefti. You count it Allah Nisan, and what was the last one? The Kovish Mana to Mechanica Elu. If you leave out the word Elu, that wouldn't be so big. Let's say Ampurim. Ampurim is, let's say, the Tata is a child. Let's say a person by mistake says, Alanisim on Shushampur. If the world doesn't come to an end, that's okay. Then it says that wouldn't be happy. It says that wouldn't be happy. But over here, this is a heptic. Everything is got another heptic, but the word able, that doesn't belong. Kovish Mesh Mechanic. The word able is Mamish Nakhtar. So that's a heptic, but it's not sure if that means North Kuba. So what's the difference? Chabad says nothing. Chabad says, he said, the Yalav, the Yalav, the Yalav, the Yalav, so all Yalav Yalav is not so big, Yalav Yalav, give you a rally, Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, until you get to the punchline. Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, so then, so that's a heptic. That's a heptic. And Chava says, yeah, but it's not sure if the Ligma is cool off, so you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esther. That's what the Chava says. Chava says, what are you talking about? If he talks about the stock market or the baseball game, the Ligma is Shemona Esther, that's not a heptic. Sure, but the Ligma is cool, just Shehir, that's what you're saying. But he's mastic, and that's right, he's mastic. A body has to start all over the whole Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Tzad of Taina. And such a stark a Taina, maybe we should have passed him like the Tzad. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass him like the Tzad. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Chayyadon, who says that the Rav HaPaskim hold, even though the Tzad is argument is so stark, he says the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rav HaPaskim is talking like the Tzad. That they say something brought us to Hotel, that the Ikara of the So what can you do? They did check it. So what can you do? The shaking. Okay. But that's the shaykh. Does that constitute a hefty? And the Chabad says no. If no shaykh they know school, the Chabad says you just go right. And the Taz Tain is not, so should be a hefty. And the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Chabad. Rova Paskim passes like the Chabad. But he says that it does not constitute a hefty. But that's the shaykh over here. That's the shayla over here. That's what Taisus talks about. The person was mafsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, talking, walking, mafsik in the middle. Does he have to start all over again?
the Tosfos seems to hold like the Mechatzin. That even though he was not in the middle, he wasn't sure Kvenig Maskula, so he does not have to start all over again. He has to start all over that broker. That's the kasha. That's what the Rashbam, the person, don't really understand. Why should be so?
It's
taken the amila come on the table and it says on the next job. What has got to do with it? The next job is not about Esther. Why should it be so? Why should it be so? The new Balfila,
yeah.
The new Balfila has to begin from the beginning of that brach, unless the Gimel is Shoyna, then you have to start from the very beginning.
So even if
it's
in the middle of the
Zuchani,
you go to the beginning.
Yeah. That's the order, right? Sometimes, because he's davening a lot. But then he says you have to keep in mind that if the first Chazan didn't finish on Melah HaKadosh yet, the new Chazan has to start from the beginning of the Hoshana. He's right, he doesn't have to repeat all the Piyutim. He doesn't have to repeat all the Piyutim over again, but he has to say over the Kedusha. He has to say over the Brachas of the Kedusha from the beginning of the first you start the enigma in such a way that it's not mitzvah, so you have to say a bracha and start all over again. The other thing is, there was a machlokes that was shown him what was the matkana by shorter the enigma school. The Samashan said it's going to be Davin and Shmonesh as opposed to everything else. If Shmonesri is a special, if Shok Tevig Maskula, that was not going the status of Oymer of Me'amela. What kind of Oymer of Me'amela? But Adri Shem says, no, that's not the Borg, it's the Ramam and the Wintal Mokka. He says, that's not the Borg. If Shok Tevig Maskula, in the notion that he was honest, that he wasn't able, he didn't feel well, or he had a great depression or something, he wasn't able to continue, that that's an all thing, hollow, everything, that would be a Hesper. And Shok Tevig Maskula, when he was not honest, so then it would never be a Hesper. So the Tashit is when Shog the Ligma still constitutes that. So whenever it's after, then you have to start all over again with the Broch and begin from the beginning. Okay. You have to start all over. Some of the
But isn't it the Sabbath that independent of the issue of the spark was it's still a question of whether you're making a coherent statement. It's just clear that you're deliberately in departure in the middle of a paragraph. Then that's all correct. It was your thing, it doesn't have any meaning.
You have to go back to the beginning of the book. If you're not to get in the middle, you have to go back to the beginning of the drop
on
the right. It doesn't agree, because it doesn't understand why. And that's a shock that Ligma's Kula. Ligma's Kula means the whole Shmoneh Esrei. It doesn't mean the whole Torah. It's a Shailach. That's in general, that's a universal Shailach. When you speak about shock that Ligma's Kula, Kula means the unit of the whole home,
or
the whole home. The Bashem Shashua, then Ligma's Kula means from the beginning to the end. Let's say it's Kia Shaifer. The Gemara also talks in the end of Rosh Hashanah. You have to have Tia towards Tia, Tia towards Tia, Tia towards Tia. And I thought, well, you need that three times Tia towards Tia. So the Gemara has an Achalakis. What's the thing? Shama Teshis Tia, the Teshis Shalim Bayan, whether Yod or Bayan. Do you show up to Ligma Kula? What's the thing? So how did the Tai Chop show up to Ligma Kula? We had a pause in the middle, let me see this Tia. And the true are long enough to do all the nine curves. All the nine curves. So there's a Teshis there. There's a basis in the end of the basis on the last half of the book, but the basis has a shot. Well, there's a shot, yeah, there. He says, somewhere says, show up in the Ligma's Kula means that he could have finished Tia to a Tia. How does that show up in the Ligma's Kula? We usually don't have a shot there. So I'm going to think of a shot. Show up in the Ligma's Kula means he was shy of long enough to finish the whole unit from the beginning to the end. Hoshman has. You don't break it down to say, was he show up in the Ligma's Kula to a Kula? Then it's a hefty refrain. When you show up the Ligma that they brought up a lane by the Spartan, the 5 years is very long. If they show up the Ligma Bricha's brought up a lane, the Pashtus is. The whole Shmanetra is from the beginning to the end. You don't judge by the separate unit. You judge by the whole Shmanetra. That's usually assumed. Ligma that dealt on Meister. Tarabonam, you have a famous step. Meister, the Mokamecho, there was one thing, Shahoya Rose. It was a wild animal, it was biting people and causing injury. Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa was a Tanah who was never quoted in the Gemara of any halakha. He quoted to Rabbi the Chassidus and Tekir. Obviously, they quote, the Gemara and Tanah quote stories. They never quote any halakha. So they told him this terrible problem. Mamalaham Haruli as Koro. Show me where the hole is that he comes out from the ground. Heru has courage, so they showed him where he comes out. Nothing I gave off here. Hort, the Shinim and Dice of the town has put his foot
What is he over? That shoe it seems like on top of the hole. Yotza, this animal came out to the shachar, late also arose, and the animal died. And Tolo Achseves, Achseves was walking around with his dead animal on his shoulders. The deal of Beit HaMedrash, and he showed the Talmidim, Homolan, and he said to them, he gave him a Mutter Shmos, Rubana, he said, look, in our road name is Allah HaChetman. You see, that the all of Tevra, the person that is Tariq, the nothing in Tevra will affect him. Also, Shor Omru, so the people said at that time, all the Lodim Shor Pogabo Arod, woe is to the person who's sitting by the Arod, however, Oigo Larod, Shor Pogabo Arod, Shor Pogabo Arod, the famous Maitre, very schwer Maitre.
How did they do that? So let's explain.
You're not permitted to put yourself to the front, and we just had the Gemara, you're not permitted to put your life to the front, and you have to do that. You're not permitted to be lying on a... The Achronim asked the Kashis on several Gemaras there in Titus. The way the Tanoim and the Amoraim were asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim, and the Mishnah says, lady, you're not permitted to ask when I say Ishtar will bear it, if his wife is pregnant, he had already nine daughters, and he wants to have a son. He has nine sons, he wants a daughter. But he's not permitted to be in his power that the Rabbanu Shalom should change the baby, whatever, seek to whether it should be a boy or a girl. If it's a boy or a girl, it's too late to ask now when she's going to the hospital. Now she's in the
hospital.
Leia did it. Leia did it. Oh, so Leia did it, yes. So that's the shayla. When are you allowed to, when are you not allowed to? Well, the Moshe will give out more rights than Hilchus Kuf Pei Ches, than Hilchus Birchus HaMozen. And Chanukah, the meaning is that you say Alam Nisim in the Bishop. When the person forgets to say Alam Nisim, he doesn't have to repeat the Birchus HaMozen. Mar says in Shabbat, the Yigra Adin Yach Mughit to say Alam Nisim in the Bishop. All things only a minute. Only a minute. No Chiyin Sudas, yes. But if you left out Alam Nisim, you don't bench over. However, the Moshe says, the meaning is, that at the end of the bench, when you say, oh, Arachmus, the place where you would have said Arachmus, the Shabbat Yomta, say, Arachmus, Yasser, Lav, Nisim, and Shlod, the Shem, 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 Lav, Zayn, and Bayom, and Bayom, and Bayom, and there, then you say the whole Nitzach of Yisrael, and that's it. But if it's the Rishari Tshuva, and that Ramu, of course, the Kasher from the Delta Zayn, who's also been in the Koshor, I think, because I don't understand how Koshor, I think the Yisra Kasher, how are you permitted to ask Rachman and Yasser, Lo, you even according to Shem, 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 you're not permitted to be with Paul Fren, that's the Mishnah in later in Brochus that you're not allowed. So he quotes from the Koshor. Generally, you're allowed to ask for an I don't know, so he gives these three quotes. It says, ask for an eighth mistar. It's permissible. Only to ask for an eighth mistar every day. Eighth mistar means I'll show him a process. That's what a bunch of one has. On the Tech Shabbat, I'm in Nanoan. This was something that's college, I'm breaking it all right. There always needs to miss stuff. But yes, for an eighth mistar, that's normal. That's what we always ask for. Yes, for an eighth nigle, it's on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and Vita Megi. So the Gemara says that the eight mazal of Yisrael, the one the end of Shabbat, that the Klal Yisrael is on Alam and Atzeva. What if a private person asks for an eighth nigle? That's exactly what the Mishnah says if you're not allowed to. But if it's an unusual tzaddik, then he's submitted to, because those unusual tzaddikim are also the Ma'alam and HaTeva. He says that this is the explanation to all of those Gemaras and kindness to all these stories that the Ma'alam and the Amoraim, yeah. Yes, and Nisim Gluim. So they said that they were on a Madrega of the Ma'alam and HaTeva, and there was nothing wrong. The closer one is to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so the more Hashgach of Pratzer is.
Isn't the doctor actually sending a message that if you move that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you will have put him a hand.
Yeah.
Not a lot to
do. A normal person is not easy.
No, even he should
have got put in. He said he gave the Rebbe Shalom an ultimatum, he said he's not going to leave the circle until it's God's doing. That was good to me. Let's say if only Kodesh Baruch Hu, we would have put him in the chair. It gives a scientific explanation. I don't know. That's what he says. He gives a scientific explanation, a medical explanation as to why Alconi and Magalas martyred the...
Questionable whether you should move out of the way.
Not questionable. Whatever, there's a suffix takana in there. Not even a suffix takana. There's not even a suffix takana. It's such a little line. But then she continues davening. But if there's any slight suffix takana, she can out of the line. The Gemara has a klal, and the first parak himself, the Gemara says that shluchim mitzvahim is okay. First, normally a suffix takana. Hey, even if it's a suffix rocha, even if it's a buffet suffix. So it's called the suffix takana. Let's say a person is sick on Shabbos. What is it called, the suffix takana? That he's permitted and obligated to sing a hal Shabbos. It doesn't have to be a 50-50 suffix. It doesn't have to be a 25% chance. Let's say it's a 1% suffix takana. So also the Gemara says in the end of the first section, because this will help the call of the Koshai. Rabbah are right, you don't call it right, so what's the call? This is the one chance out of 5 million. So the thought can happen in the outside of the Koshai. He said, that's not called the suffix takana of the Koshai. So the Prophet would dwell around and say, it depends if you're nervous. If you're nervous about it, then it's called the Sabbath Sakana. And if you're not nervous about it, it's very subjective. If you're not nervous about it, then it's not called the Sabbath Sakana. And now the Gemara says in the first paragraph, stop in the Shluch and Mitzvah, and he's open, that even if normally you would be nervous, if it was said, look, this end Sabbath Sakana, I would be nervous, but if I'm going with my Mitzvah, both the Halichos and the Chazarosam, the Gemara says that you should not be nervous about that. It's not right that you should be nervous over there. But what if it's Shriya Chazekim? Does anyone know? Does it feel the Mokkam Shluchim? It's Shriya Chazekim, right? Shriya Chazekim means it's a real time also around 10%. So if you say 10%, then Mishkim is Yankin as a Shul. You have a 10% Niyur, so then it's called the real time also. So then even the Mokkam Yitzvah. And some of that's what it is over here. If you have a Nochosh with less than 10% Shriya Chazekim. But that's not Shriya Chazekim. If he's davening, then he should really assume that he's a Shulchan Mitzvah. So he really shouldn't be nervous in such a case. If it's more than 10%, then that's Shriya Chazekim. But then he has no right to rely on the Shulchan Mitzvah in himself. Then he's called the topic for that. Even if it's not Daita Mishan Solov, we should tell him what? It wasn't really that he stopped, but he continues to daven in the...
Well, if you go,
you want to
hear the
farmer
knows
that
it's nothing.
But I would think so. The Gemara, the first parak in Stop and the Fesh Shluchim Mitzvah and Yizokim, the Gemara tells you that you shouldn't be nervous. But if the person is nervous, then it is something stuck on. If it's more than 10%, even if he's not nervous, but let's say it's 50-50, then it doesn't matter whether he's nervous or not. That's a stuff on. Right, but if it's less than 50-50, then it depends on how nervous he is. But if it's more than 10%, even if he's not nervous, some of that is cool. So even if he personally is not nervous, and even if it's not nervous, still cold the topic. Let's start the next mission. Back to a little halacha. Let's see. Here, Ruth, Kishamim, Betchiyat HaMeit, Mishel, and Birchas HaShana. The Hakona made it Hakona, then in the Shemana Esra, you have to mention part of the Tahari Hashem, part of the praise of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to mention he's Lashif HaRuach and he's Mar Nageshen. That's the Haskorah. That's Haskorah's with Shem. So that should be the middle of Tchiyat HaMeitim. You mention all the other Torah Hashem. all the other shvachim are like Kadosh Baruch. The shame is when you ask Kadosh Baruch for the rain, and actually, when you actually ask for the rain. And as you mentioned, the bakash is in the Birchas Hashem, Baruch Aleinu. And Havdalah is a three-way machlekes Satanai. So the first time it says Havdalah is b'chayna nadah, that's the wee part. The says, I'm a brother of these bishnei atma. A separate brachas. So then instead of having 19 brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, every Matzah Shabbos you have 20 brachas. Rav Lezer says that you say the Moedah. So the Moedah is going to discuss how do you know all these things. Everything is based on Sukkim and Tanakh, where the, where everything should be. Okay. Parshas Vayechi, the Torah gives us the nusach of the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to his children. So the Medrash has in a few places, at the end of Parshas Vayechi, the Medrash has part of this Medrash. And then at the beginning of the Zayis HaBracha, there's a little more from the Medrash than at the beginning of the Yalkut Shema, the beginning of Tehillim, and the first part of the Tehillim has more. The way that Chachamim and the Medrash point out something very interesting, that as the Zayis go on, the Avram gives the bracha to Yitzchak, Yitzchak gives the bracha to Yankin, Yankin gives to the Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Kol Yisrael, then David HaMelech gives the bracha, and every generation they give a different bracha. Nobody gives the exact same bracha. You live in a different circumstance, it's a different world you live in. The bracha has to be a different bracha, you have to concentrate on different things. So the bracha has to have a hemshech in it. The Shmiras HaMitzvahs and the style of living should have a hemshech. So the Medrash draws an interesting the Yukis are stupid. The each one, that each one of them, the David Brocha, picks up from the place where the last one left off. In the Vashainas, they said the same. That when Avram Avinu gave the Brocha to Yitzchak, because they eaten Avram and Kol Shalom to Yitzchak, the Lashon, and the Medrash says that that was a Brocha, he gave a Brocha to Yitzchak. So the Lashon is used, the eaten. So then the pasuk says later that when Yitzchak was giving the bracha to Yaakov, he said to him, "Yitzchak l'chol." And had Amad Yitzchak derech zanket with the lashon nesina, he said, "Yitzchak l'chol v'al king." And how did he conclude his bracha? That was the first time he said Yitzchak l'chol. And later on, he realized that it was Yankov, wasn't Yitzchak. And then later on, when he sent Yankov to Tav Naaron to go find the shidduch, he gives him again a bracha. So he says there, "But vayiko Yitzchak." El Yaakov called him. So the second time he gave him the bracha, at the conclusion of his bracha says, Vayikro. So when Yaakov later on wanted to give the bracha to his children, he picked up where his father Yitzchak left off, he started saying, Vayikro. Amad Yaakov, Yerchaz Hashvat and Kasa, Femesh Achaz and Yitzchak, Vayikro Yaakov as Bala. How did he conclude at the end of the Sedra? Zoyt Hashem Yibolahem Azihem. The conclusion of his bracha was the Zoyt. So when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give the bracha, he started with, he concluded with Hashem Yisrof Yichamocha. So later on in later generations when David HaMelech wanted to give brachas, say, composed all day to feel him, he starts with the word Ashrei Ha'ish. That's an interesting idea. That we don't do the Shmiras HaMitzvot exactly the same way that our parents did, exactly the same way as our great-grandparents did and so on. But the Medrash says that there has to be a Hemshah. There's no Hemshah. It comes from a different religion. Just because the Shmiras HaMitzvot are done slightly different and every generation is a different Shaila, it's a different world. So a lot of times the Halacha says that it has to be a little different. But it has to be a Hemshah like the Lashon that I think the Sassan has commented on the Lashon of the Medrash. Every person should say, Mosi Agiyu Ma'asai L'Maisi Avoyisam. How can we expect that we should be as great as Avram Yitzchak? What kind of a good thing is that? It doesn't mean Yagio means that we should reach that Madrega. It just means that Nagi conquered. Yagio Masa means that there should be a touching, there should be a Hemshechiyah. That Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were on such a Madrega, and then they have a Shaitas with the later generation. So every generation should have a Hemshech from the earlier generation. It's not sure to do everything exactly the same, but it should be done to my servant in such a way that there should be an answer.
Yeah, let's look at that one.